Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
I'm going to just say a few words about being open this morning. And as the title in Alan and I's most recent book is Embracing Life as It Is. And so that's being open, embracing life as it is, not the way in which our mind wants it to be, but simply as it is, as it appears moment to moment. And this also applies individually, that we embrace ourselves as we are, moment to moment, minute to minute. So I came across this story. However, I don't have any recollection where it came from. And the title of the story is The Man Who Said Yes. And so this is the story. A man went to a Buddhist monastery for a silent retreat. And after he finished it, he felt better, meaning calm, stronger, but something was missing for him. So he went to the teacher, and he mentioned this to the teacher, and the teacher told him, gave him permission to speak with one of the monks about it. So when he encountered the monk and sat down with the monk, he thought for a while before he said anything. And then he asked the monk, "How do you find peace?" And the monk replied to him, "I say yes. I say yes to everything that happens." And the story goes on to say that when this guy got home, he became enlightened. So enlightened in this case, I would say he learned or had the experience of just being open. Sounds simple, right? Just be open. But most of the pain that we experience, more suffering that we experience, is because we resist our lives as it unfolds, right? We want it to be some other way. And this resistance, this inability to say yes, causes us to suffer. There's a Zendo in Australia called the Wild Goose Sangha. And the teacher there, his name is Patrick Eastman. And every day on Facebook, he sends out an observation or a quote on life. And sometimes when wasn't Facebook, it was email. Sometimes when I open an email, or I open two emails, and there's Patrick's name. And I found myself thinking sometimes, oh no, not another quote. But the truth of the matter is, every quote that he sends out is really very beautiful and clear and a direct expression of the Dharma, or we might say as life as it is. So recently he shared the following passage, which is found in a book called Blazing Wakefulness by a teacher named Reginald Ray. And in there, Reginald Ray writes, "The Dharma is not about credentials. It's not about how many practices that you've done or how peaceful you can make your mind. It's not about being in a community where you feel safe or enjoy the cachet of being Buddhist. It's not even about accumulating teachings, empowerments, or spiritual accomplishments. It is about how naked you're willing to be with your own life and how much you're willing to let go of your masks and your armor, and live as a completely exposed and open human person." Now, my experience with this was, wow, that's a pretty powerful little paragraph. Stunning almost. And in a certain way, really quite beautiful. So this type of openness that he's describing is actually safe, right? The idea of being open to everything can be, I think, a little scary for most of us if we don't really understand what that means. And one of the ways it's safe is because it's not identified with a me, with a self. It's experiencing being unburdened from the weight, as he said, of a mask, a certain public face. And the anxiety and the tension and the fear that are, and the defensiveness that we have, when we realize there is no self, when we realize that we are everything, which again is being open to life as it is, this experience is not dangerous. But this experience, being open, there is a wisdom. Being open doesn't mean that you, in the middle of the night, walk down a dark street. that would be foolish. But if you're open to life, if you're open to the moment, you'd be able to feel in a very deep way what is safe and what's not safe. So this is the type of openness that I'm talking about, not foolhardy openness, but openness with wisdom and being open to this wonderful, incomprehensible present moment that exists right now here with all of us. And as this happens, as we are more able to embody this, and it's not for most of us like a light switch, it's just something that we gradually acquire, that gradually becomes part of us, the ability to simply be open. Ram Dass, an old friend from many years ago, not literally a friend, but somebody whose books helped me along the path, and he wrote a book, The Only Dance There Is, and that's really what we're talking about being open and not trying to impose something else. That's the only dance there is. So we say yes to it. That's it. We embrace it as it is. Joseph Campbell said, "We must be willing to let go of the life that we have planned." Ouch. Let go of the life that we have planned? Oh, that's pretty scary. So he says we must be willing to let go of life that we have planned so as to accept the life that's been waiting for us. And this is another way of saying, be open to your life. And this experience, when it happens, is really beautiful. I mean, it's very touching. Those moments where we're just simply open to the moments as they appear. A couple of other people have talked about this in their own words. You're probably familiar with these, but I'm just going to mention a couple of them. Suzuki Roshi often talks about beginner's mind, which is an empty mind, a ready mind. And the beginner's mind is an open mind, just another way of saying to be open. And in the Book of Equanimity, which I've mentioned many times, there's a koan, I think it's the 9th koan, or the 19th koan, and the heart of that is that not knowing is most intimate, right? And that mind of not knowing, is an open mind. And then Bernie Glassman, the Zen peacemaker order, has 3 tenets: not knowing, bearing witness, and compassionate action. And that's about being open. And if you're going to act from a place of being open, those actions are actions of compassion. And anyway, I won't go through the whole list, but I think if you get a chance, you know, you have nothing else to do, try being open. Let's see what happens. So, thanks for listening.